Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Pei Beis. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amid Beis. The Mishnah talks about what happens if the Korban Pesach becomes Tameh. Nit Mashalei Merubai, if the entire Korban Pesach becomes Tameh, or most of it, Saif and Ois Lefnei Abira Me'atzei Merachah. Then the halacha is you have to burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash. And you could use the Atzei Merachah, you could use the wood which was consecrated, which was Mehekdash, to be used to burn on the Mizbech. You could use that wood to burn the Korban Pesach that became Tameh. Mikir Adin, when the Korban Pesach becomes Tameh, the din is to burn it in Yushalayim. Because the Gemara has a drasha, Makam Achilasa Yisrei Fasa. The place where you eat it, the place where you have the hetter to eat it, when it's kosher, that's the place where you burn it when it's pasul. But here, when most of it became tamei, or some of it, or all of it became tamei, so then Chazal wanted, like the Gemara says, Kadei Levaishan, that you should have a public place to burn it. There should be in the Beis HaMikdash as a knas for letting the Pesach become tamei, and therefore it will be a deterrent that people will be more careful with the Korban Pesach. Once you're burning it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, then Chazal will matter, they will makel that you could use the etzim, the wood of the maracha. Right? Taisa says, Shleichichu, they weren't matshriach him to go bring his own wood. There's plenty of wood in the Beis HaMikdash. You could use the etzim maracha. Nitma miyutai, if let's say only part of it became tamei, v'anoyser, or in all cases when let's say he couldn't finish the Korban Pesach and some of it became noyser, so even though that's also an Aveira, that's also wrong, but there, it's not as bad. Chazal weren't geizer to be mevayish the person. That wasn't as much considered his fault. And therefore, there, the person burns it in his own house, as long as it's in a place where it could be eaten. And me'atzei atzman, then he cannot use the atzei maracha. There was no reason why she used that to Maracha. He could burn it with his own wood. But I'd say, Kanim, if you have someone who's a very stingy person, it's very difficult for him to use his own wood to burn the Kachim, there Chazal will make of him. So they would go B'davka to Beis HaMikdash, even by Nitma Miutai, and Chazal allowed them to do that, and to use the Atzei Maracha for the burning, because they're not comfortable using their own wood. But once they're going to use the Atzei Maracha, then they are mechuyif to burn it dafka in the place of the Beis HaMikdash, lefnei Abira, because if they would bring the wood, the Gemara explains, if they would bring the wood from the Beis HaMikdash to burn it in their chatzir or their gag, we're afraid they might take too much wood, and some of the wood would get left over, and then they might use it for their own purposes, and that would be me'ila. The Chazal only were matter to use it for burning kachim. They weren't matter to use the wood for anything else. Anything else would be me'ila, be nisidereis of me'ila. So when you're using Atzei Maracha, you always have to go lefnei Abira, so you shouldn't come midei takala. There shouldn't be leftover wood, which you might, chas v'shalom, use for your own purposes. Taisus asks Akasha, how b'chlal are you allowed to use the hektish wood even to burn kachim? Why would that be considered me'ila? What's the pshat? The wood is hektish. It's supposed to be for use to burn karbanis on the mizbeach for the maracha. How are you allowed to use it to burn psulei mikdashim? So Taisus says, it's leiv vezin masna. That when they makdish the wood, there's a concept of leiv vezin masna, that the bezin could go and say what the kavan of the person who's makdish, because he's makdish it, I'll be what the bezin wants. And the bezin says that when you makdish the wood, you mean to leave over a schus that people could use it for psulei mikdashim. So in regard to using it for psulei mikdashim, that's a limitation and it's hektish, it's not hektish for that. And therefore, you're allowed to use it to burn psulei mikdashim. If anything else, it would be nisah deraisa. But to burn psulei mikdashim, that we say, leiv bezin masna, bezin has asna, that it wouldn't be hektish in regard to that. The Rishash asks, that what do you need that for? Burning kachim is a mitzvah. And mitzvah's lav lahenis nitnu. Me'ila is when you're having when you're benefiting from hektish, that's called me'ila. But here, since burning kachim is a mitzvah, mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu, mitzvah not considered ano. He says, perhaps Taisus needed, according to Yehuda, that says Mitzvah Slan is Nitnu. Lani is Daiti, to take the wood of Hekdish and burn it, even when you're not having a Noah, that's Me'ilah. You wouldn't be high of a carbon Me'ilah, but there is an Issa Me'ilah, even to be Mazik, the property of Hekdish. So even though Mitzvah Slav Lahen is Nitnu, but since the Hekdish owns the wood, and it's supposed to be used in a Mizbech, and you're using the wood even for a mitzvah, without Lev as a Masalem, that would be Aser, even Midaraisi, stealing the wood from Hekdish, even though you're not having Ano. That's what I think Pshat and Taisus is. Al-Kobanim, the Mishnah says that this din, that you have to burn it, Lefnei Abir Me'atzim Aracha, is Dafka by Nitma Rubai, or Shalem, but by Nitma Miyutai, then you don't have to burn it Lefnei Abir, you burn it in Yechatzir. When you burn Yechatzir, use Atzi Atzman, you can't use the Atzim Aracha. But the Tzaykanim, who want to use the Atzim Aracha, they could go to the Bira and use the Atzim Aracha in all cases. So the Gemara asks the Stira, that the Mishnah says earlier, that someone who's leaving Yerushalayim and he realizes that he has some Hekdish meat with him, if he already left Seifim, then he could burn it in its place. But if not, he has to go back to Yerushalayim and burn it. The reason why you have to go to Yerushalayim, Rashi says, you learn that from a pasuk, Bakaydish Beish Tisarif, you have to burn in a holy place. In other words, the holiness of the place that you have to burn it is that type of Kedusha that you need in order to eat it. Kachim Kachim, have to be burnt in the Azara, because that's the only place you could eat it. And Kachim Kalm, you could eat in the whole Yerushalayim, has to be burnt in Yerushalayim. So that's why, if you didn't pass Seifim, you have to return to Yerushalayim to burn it. If you passed Seifim, Rashi says they weren't Matriach you to go back. Taisus early in that from Tess asked the Kasha, if it's Deraisa, if me Deraisa, you have to burn the Kachim in Yerushalayim, so what's the pshat that if once you pass Seifim, you're not mechayiv to go back? Had a Chazal not mechayiv you to go back to be mechayim achiyiv midaraisa? So Taisa says that the din deraisa b'kaydish beish yisarif, they have to burn it b'kaydish, is dafka by kachye kachim. The din deraisa is dafka by kachye kachim, or emere kachim kalim, which have to be burnt on the mizbeach. Those things have a din that they have to be b'azara. The basa kachye kachim has to be eaten azara, the emere kachim kalim, or the emere kachye kachim have to be burnt on the mizbeach in the azara. So there, when they become pasul, you have to burn in the azara. But kachim kalim, midaraisa doesn't have a din. It's a gzeira to kachye kachim. They want that kachim kalim should have a similar din to kachye kachim that you have to burn it b'makam achilasai. But since the din derabanan, they can be mekel that once you pass seifim, they weren't matriach you. The Chassam Sefer and the Chedushim there in the third parak says the Rashi is also masking Mr. Abanan. Otherwise, you have Taisus Kasha, why wouldn't they matriach to go back? Rashi just means that B'kaydish Beish Yisarif is the din the rice of a Kache Kachim, and Kachim Kalm is a Gzeirot to Kache Kachim. Al Kobanim, the Gemara asks his Kasha that when it says you have to go back to Yerushalayim, it says you have to burn Lefnei Abir Me'atzim Aracha, even though it's only a Kazayis or a Kabeya. So how does it stem with the Mishnah? It says that by Nimim Yutai, the din is to burn it. V'chatzir sayin, v'algagay sayin. So the Gemara says, Amar avcham baruch v'loi kasha, kam machsanoi, kam b'balabayis. Depends if he's a guest or he's a balabayis. If he's a balabayis, so then, if it's Nimim Yutai, he burns it in his own chatzir. If he's a guest, then even by Nimim Yutai, he burns it, l'fnei abira, me'atzim racha. Here we're talking about a guest who's leaving Yerushalayim. So he doesn't live in Yerushalayim, he just came to Be'er L'Regel. So he has a din, even by Miyutai, to burn it, Lefnei Abir Me'atzim Aracha. Fabba Mahava B'Achsenoi, even B'Achsenoi is a chilek, Kan Sheikh Zubederech, Kan Shleikh Zubederech. It depends. If he's staying at home, he's at his host's house, he's still in the city, he did not yet start traveling, so then he should burn it, B'Beisai, where he's staying. If he already started traveling, Sheikh Zubederech, then he should burn it, Lefnei Abir Me'atzim Aracha. And the Gemara says, Zvidam la'olam k'ram mi'kara, kam b'achsanoi kam b'balabais, v'af gav d'loi ex b'derech. Achsanoi really is like we said earlier, v'cham buk v'skalug of achsanoi and b'alabais, and achsanoi really is even by loi ex b'derech. Because achsanoi came in the last day, su'u k'tzei k'anim. Achsanoi doesn't have his own wood, he's a guest. He didn't bring along his own firewood. All he has is the firewood of the b'alabais. So therefore, he's like Seikonim. Seikonim that can't seem to spend the money on the wood, they go to the Lefnei Abir Matzim Aracha. So who would the Nachsinai, which doesn't have wood, would have the same halacha to go Lefnei Abir Matzim Aracha. Tais is bothered with the Lashon of Le'olam. Rashi learns that there's essentially two shittas. Chaim Barukva says there's a difference in Achsanai and Baal Bais. He never made any chiluk of hechzuk b'derech. Achsanai always burns it Lefnei Abir Matzim Aracha. And Baal Bais, he by miyutai burns it in his house. Rav Papa said, no, Achsanai also, you need hechzuk b'derech. Without hechzuk b'derech, Achsanai is also the same thing. And Rashi explains that hechzuk b'derech, then they weren't matriach him to go to find wood, because he's already traveling. He's already traveling, so they weren't matriach him to go to find wood. They matriach him to go back, but let him go back to the Beis HaMikdash and use that Tzim HaRacha. Mashekin lo hechzuk b'derech, there's no mile of Achsanai. And Rav Zit said, no, lo'olam Rav Chaim Barukva is right. That Achsanai, even without hechzuk b'derech, he doesn't have his own wood, so therefore he's like Tzaykanim. Tais is bothered with the lashon of la'olam. La'olam usually means when you have a kasha. So then, teretz didn't work. So you say la'olam, we'll go back to the original thing. But here, if all it is a man the Amar agreeing with the previous man the Amar, the word la'olam doesn't fit so well. So Tais has two other pshatim. One pshat is that Rav Chaim Barukva and Rav Papa aren't arguing. They're just saying two sides to the same coin. Rav Chaim Barukva is saying that by Hechzik B'derech, there's a Chilut in Achsanai and Baal HaBayis, that Hechzik B'derech is only a Torah for Achsanai. He could go to the Abira, but a Baal HaBayis, a Hechzik B'derech, should go back to his house and burn it from his own house. And Rav Papa is saying, even Achsanai needs Hechzik B'derech. But Rav Zvid is arguing on both of them. Rav Zvid is saying, no, that's not the pshat, that an Achsanai, even when he's not Hechzik B'derech, he could burn it, Lefnei Abir Matzim Racha, he blibes like Seikonim. Another pshat Taisa says, is that Rav Zvid and Rav Papa arguing, what's pshat in Rav Chaim Barukva? Rav Chaim Barukva just said, stam, that there's a difference in Achsanai and Baal HaBayis. And Rav Papa says, Achsanai is only a Maila when you also have Hechzik B'derech. Achsanai, that's not Hechzik B'derech, there's no Maila. And Rav Zvid said, no, La'olam k'dam mikara, the Parshim Shad in Rav Chaim Barukva, that all Achsanai is that way. Because in Achsanai, if he, even if he's not Hechzik B'derech, he doesn't have his own wood, he blibes like Seikonim. The Rambam, Menuchas Sul Mekdashim, Perik Yates Halacha Zayin, he explains the difference between the Arich and the Baal HaBayis. He says, because the Arich doesn't have a bias l'sarfai. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mishiyotzi b'shlayim v'niska sheish b'yadei basa kodesh. Someone who left your shlayim, now he realizes he has basa kodesh. Imavet sarfim, sarfim kaima. If he passed sarfim, he burns in its place. Imlav, imesh b'gazayi siyay. So chayzah sarfim b'shlayim. That's the burn in your shlayim. V'mayrechu sheim le'i bayis sarfu l'fnei abira matzim racha. He's an ayrech that doesn't have a house, then he goes l'fnei abira. Rashi says that the vart of Eirich is, when the Gemara says, Suk, it's a kana, Rashi says, because he doesn't have wood. Not because he doesn't have a house. So the Tzlach says that the Rambam is going like Rav Papa. Now, Rav Chaim Barukva made a chilek between an Achsanai and a Baal HaBayis. Now, Rav Chaim Barukva's chilek, that a Baal HaBayis burns in his house, and Achsanai burns it lefnei Abira. Land up Rav Papa, that what's up shat in Rav Chaim Barukva, that Achsanai is different because he doesn't have a house. Not like Rashi says, because it's a tircha to find wood. But because he doesn't have a house. The din is to burn it in your house. Achsanai doesn't have a house. So Mamela Zakhtar Papa, when does Achsanai not have a house? Only once he's Hechzik B'derech. Once he left his hotel, he left his Achsanya. So now he has no house. Now all he has is the street. You don't burn in the street. You go Lefnei Abira. Mashengen, if it was Lo'ayach and Bederech, he's not staying in the street, he's staying in a house. So whatever house he's staying, his host's house, that's his house. So mainly, he burns it in his house. So Rav Papa was Cain asking Akasha, that Avad Rav Chaim Barukva that made a chiluk between Achsanai and Baal HaBayis, Al Karchik, that only could be possible by Hechzik Bederech. Because a Hechzik Bederech, Achsanai doesn't have a house. Mashengen came by Lo'ayach and Bederech, So Aksanai is mamish like a balabayis. They both have a house. A balabayis is Hegzer B'derech still has a house to go back to. And Aksanai, that's Hegzer B'derech, he lost his house. He has no house anymore. He's not a guest there anymore. But before he was Hegzer B'derech, he has a house. Zakdev Zvin, La'olam Kadam Mi'Kara. No. Aksanai is not a vart because he doesn't have a house. Where there you would need Hegzer B'derech. Aksanai is a vart because he doesn't have wood. He doesn't have his own wood. And we're not machiach him to go take from his balabais his wood. It's not his wood. He doesn't have his own wood. If he doesn't have his own wood, there's mamish no chilt in hikzah b'derech, alayhi z'b'derech. And that's the pshat in the loylam. And now let's go to the next sugya. The Mishnah says, HaPesach sheyotza, for Pesach, a carbon Pesach, when any of you shalayim, and it was nifsal b'yotzei, ayshenitmoa becomes tameh, you serve miyad. Then the din is to burn it right away. You don't have to wait for anything. But nitmu abalim oishemesu, if the balim died or they became tame, so now the Pesach is possible because it doesn't have balim, then you don't burn it right away. To umbet tsurasai, v'yisarif v'shisha asar. You have a din of ibur tsura, and then you burn it the 16th day. You can't burn it right away because it's not called psulei begufay, like the Gemara explains, it's a psulei bebalim. And you have to wait till the 16th day because you can't burn it on Yom Tov because Sreifas Kachim is not Deicha Yom Tov. What does it mean, Iber Tzura, Tuber Tzura, say? So Rashi discusses it early in the Masechta in two places. On Laman Dal and Laman Aleph, Rashi says, V'tuber Tzura, say, Hainu Psulina, it becomes Pasul Belina, it becomes Nicer, it becomes Pasul. And he explains, Iber Tzuras Maris Basa Belinas Laila Echad. There's a removal of the tzura, of the form, of the basar, by waiting one night. He avaris, the cave in Shalana, belayla reu noisar, the ton strefa v'nishraf. But once it went one night, it's noisar, and it becomes burnt because it needs strefa. Rashi and Ayin Gilmo Medbeis says a little bit more. Rashi says, you should wait until the tzuras basar is away. The cave named Sulei Chomer, since it doesn't have a Chomer dikapsul, it is possible. Sulei Bedamu Bebailim is a psul, but it's not a Chomer dikapsul. L'shefina kachim bebizayin. You can't just burn it. It's a bizayin to the kachim. The ibet tzura hu psulina. Davle psula begufay. In other words, when you have ibet tzura, then it becomes psula begufay. Rashi explains with a clarkite that by psulei b'damu b'bailam, it's not a chomedik psul, it's not such a stringent psul. So therefore, since it's not so possible, you can't be mevazit by burning it. What does ibitzura do? By ibitzura, it gets a chomedik psul. It becomes nicer, and it gets a psulei b'gufay. Then you can burn it pashenalt's nicer. It's a little mud in why the Mishnah says to ubitzurasai. It loses its tzura's basar. The chayit, it's not the vart. The vart is that it becomes possible. Let it say, tipasal belina. The Mikdash David says a tremendous chiddush. The Rashi says in Shuas Daf Yud Aleph that the reason why Ketoris is not nifsal belina, the Gemara says because it's tsurasei olav, and Rashi learns because it doesn't get ruined at all. The Ketoris, even if you have lina on it, even if it stays for a long time, nothing happens, nothing changes. It doesn't decay in the slightest. So therefore, it doesn't have a psul lina. Rashi holds the t'nai for psul lina, t'nai for psul neiser, that there has to be some decay, there has to be some shinui tzura. The male, that's what it means to v'tzurasei. The amount there is a shinui tzura, so male there's a psul neiser, psul lina, and therefore you could burn it pashat as a psul lina, as a psul go for the psul lina. This is asakasha. The Gemara is mavur that not only for a psul tamei, a psul yaitzei, or a psul pigul, you need a pasuk, or in the end of the Gemara says, Allah l'meishim yisinai, that there's a din sreifa. But even for a psul of the dam, like lon damo, nishbach damo, yatzah damo, chutz l'kloim, you need a pasuk, or in the end of the Gemara says, Allah l'meishim yisinai, there's a din sreifa. So Taisus asks, bishleim a psul aguf, you need a pasuk telling you that a psul aguf, you have to burn. There's a pasuk that nice you have to burn. And you need a xeris akas of telling you the other psul mos you have to burn. But a psul nedam, the psul dam, you need ibatzura. If you need ibatzura, so why does he need any halacha that you have to burn it? Just say that it's possible. and Mimele you won't be able to do anything with it. You won't be able to eat it or do anything with it. And the next morning it's going to be nicer. And then there's a klara pasuk that nicer you have to burn. When my nefke minet is a chiyuv sreifa when it's psulei bedam. Even without any chiyuv sreifa mitzad the psulei bedam, either way you can't do anything with it now because it's pasul. And the next morning it's going to get taka a din nicer, and then you're going to have to burn it mitzad the din nicer. So in vashteit the halacha that is a chiyuv sreifa. Taisa says three terutzim to this kasha, three mahalchim. And alpi the three mahalchim, it might change what exactly is the lumdus of ibatzura, how it works, and what's the lumdus of sreifa after ibatzura. Like we said, Rashi Klai learns that the pshat in ibatzura is it becomes a psul lina, psul nicer, and the sreifa after ibatzura is a regular sreifa is nicer. Once it has a psul nicer, so now you can burn it because now it is psul lebegufa. That's what Rashi said earlier on daf lamedal and nayin gimel. But Taisus has this kasha that Ibazai, why do you need Bechlal Achiev Sreifa by when it's Psulei Bedam, when it's not Psulei Begufai? If anyway there's a din Ibatsura, typically you have the Achiev Sreifa of Neisr. So based on the three Terutzim of Taisus kasha, we're going to see perhaps different Mahalchim and what's the Pshat in the din of Ibatsura and the din Sreifa after Ibatsura. Taisus' first Teretz is that the din sreifa by dam is to tell you that you can't bury it before the morning. You can't right away bury it. You might think that right now that it has a psul b'dam, so I can bury it. I should bury it. Like anything that's aser b'hano, that doesn't have a din sreifa, has a din kvura. I should go bury it. Like the Gemara says, the have a minute by tame, if it wouldn't be for the din sreifa, you would think you go bury it. So you would think that once it's psul b'dam, I bury it before it becomes nicer. Kamashmon, I'm not allowed to do that. I have to wait until it becomes nicer, and then I have to burn it. So this teretz, l'chaya, holds like Rashi, that the chiyuv sreifa, l'maisa, does come from the din nicer. And the kasha asks the kasha, that why do I need a new chiyuv sreifa? Why do I need another lacha meshim esina? I typically, anyway, can't do anything with it until the next morning, and then you should have a chiyuv sreifa mitzad neiser. And he says the whole nafkamina is that I can't bury it beforehand. But once it becomes neiser, Vayi says the chiyuv sreifa is midin neiser. Now what's his din that you can't bury it? Taich the mikdash David. The din that you can't bury it is that there's already a chiyuv sreifa now. There's a chiyuv sreifa. There is a mitzvah sreifa. The chavsa, the carbon that's parcel, psule bedam, is right away has on it a din that you have to burn it. Now there's another din. That kol's man, it doesn't yet have a psule begufa, you're not allowed to burn it. But there is a mitzvah, there is a chiv to burn it. You just can't be mekayim that mitzvah yet. You have to wait until it gets taka to psule guf of nicer, and then you're allowed to burn it. But the chiv sreifa comes right away. You have a similar thing by shlomim. When you have a shlomim, which is nechel, l'shnei yom v'layla echad, after the second day, you're not allowed to eat it. It's already becomes nicer. But you can't burn it till the next morning. You have to wait. In Sefer Kachim v'layla, you have to wait till the next morning to burn the nicer. The pshat is that it already has a chiv sreifa. But the din is that you can't burn it right away. You have to wait and burn it. So that's a din of psule b'dam. It's already chal in the chiv sreifa, but you're not allowed to burn it until it becomes nifsul b'psul aguf. That's the first pshat in Taisus, and that stems with Rashi. The Mikdash David declares, according to this pshat, that the whole din sreifa of when we say that by psule b'dam you have a din sreifa right away, navas you're not allowed to burn it till the morning, that's dafka by psule b'dam. But psule b'baylim could be a nechanami, could be by psule b'baylim, there is no din sreifa right away. Because the Gemara only brings it legabe the landam and nishpach dam of v'chuli. But legabe the psulei bebailim, the Gemara never says it's halacha l'moshe misinai, it's a din sreifa. So it's yitachin to say that by psulei bebailim, Taisus kasha is right. That there is no din sreifa. The thing is, the reason why it says tu b'tzirasai and v'yisareif is because you can't do anything with the taka, and then you, the next morning, it's taka nicer, and the memeli, you burn it. Lefiza ena chinami. By psulei bebailim, the din would be is that if you want to bury it beforehand, you're allowed to. Because the din sreifa was only said by psulei begufay, there the din sreifa was said, yisarif if miyad. And by psulei bebailam, there the din sreifa was said, but only that it has a chiv sreifa, but bepoil, you can't burn it until it gets a psulei begufay. And by psulei bebailam, like this case of nitmu bailam, umesu bailam, we have a psulei bebailam, where he says another case. Let's say you bring a carbon, a person is a mechusa kapara, and he brings the carbon too early. He brings the carbon too early before the 40 days. Eladis brings the carbon before the 40 days that he needs. Or Mitzayir brings the carbon before he finishes, before he's ready to bring the carbon. Or Nazir Kadaima. So there, the carbon akapanim lechatas becomes pasul. It's mechusa's man. But what's the psul? The psul is that the bailam isn't ready. It's the psul in the bailam. So it needs a bitsura. You can't burn it right away. Klet, the Mikdash David, that there the pshat is that b'chlal you have no chiv sreifa. Since it's not a psul b'dam, it's only a psul b'bailim, the Gemara only says hilchas gemira legabe a psul b'dam. So you'd be allowed to bury it before. He also talks about legabe the oyer. There's a big naf gemina legabe the oyer. He wants to answer a taisis kasha that the skin of the behema would take a go to the kahanim. There's no chiv sreifa. If the carbon is pasul, you have to burn it together with the oyer. That's the halacha. A pasul of carbon becomes pigul, becomes tame, whatever it is, you burn it together with the oyer. A kasher of carbon, the oyer goes to the kahanim. He tainis that when you have a carbon with psulei bebailam, not bedam, the zrika was done kedin, just the bailam, there was no bailam that was roi for the carbon, kanzain, the carbon be'etzim would be kasher. There's a psul bebailam, that doesn't give a din sreif on the carbon, and male the psul, the boss is going to become nicer the next day. You'll have to burn it, but the ar there will never be a chiv sreifa, and the kanim can get the ar. As I klayt the zogin, al kopanim. That's the first teretz of taisis. That really you need the pasuk to teach you that there's a psul, that there's a chiv sreifa right away by psulei bedam. Nafkemina that you can't bury it beforehand. You have to wait till it becomes nicer and then burn it. But Taisa's second teretz is that without the pasuk, you would think that there wouldn't be a din neiser b'chlal. Because a din neiser was only set on a kosher carbon. Carbon you're supposed to eat, or by the emrim that you're supposed to burn on the mizbech. You don't burn it, you leave it over to the next morning. Now it becomes pasul, the chlal psul neiser, you have to burn it. Now shaking a carbon that's already pasul, there'd be no din neiser on it. Because that's the pasuk. Lo yisaseihu. Don't leave it. You have to eat it. And va'naisa be'esh yisar. But let's say it was pasul already before. And the Torah wasn't telling you lo yisaseihu because there's nothing you could do. It's pasul. So may there be no din of be'esh yisar. So lefi this teretz, you could clear. You could say that was alts before. That loch l'meishim misinai. That by psulei bedam is a din sreifa. Aber nach dem, der Lachem Meshim Sinai, der Psule Bedam is a din sreifa, der Lachem Meshim Sinai is mechadish, that there is a Psule Neiser, there is a Psule Gof of Neiser. Like Takarashi says earlier, in Daf Lamedal, Daf Ayin Gimel, that the din sreifa, after Ibit Surah, is Takal's Neiser. But it's not so mistabra. In the second Teres of Taisus that says that the din neisa wouldn't be mechayim sreifa because it wouldn't be royal achila, since it was possible beforehand, it's mistabrit to say that the din, even after ibutsura, wouldn't be alts neisa. It would be alts the psul of the dam. It would be alts yen psul. The psul of the dam. The psul of the dam is mechayiv the sreifa. It could be even the psul of the bailam is mechayiv sreifa. Oh, but it's not mechayiv sreifa miyad. It's mechayiv sreifa after ibitzura. Oh, but the sreifa is not coming als neiser. The sreifa is coming because of the psul b'damu b'baylam. Because als neiser, it isn't neiser. It never gets a psul neiser. It never gets a psul haguf. It remains only with the psul of damu b'baylam. But that's the din. That noch ibitzura, you do burn b'damu b'baylam. I want to bring Makairis from Rishonim that the din of Ibitzura, the din to burn it is not Alts Neiser. The din to burn it is Alts the Psul, but you, the din is that the Psul you only burn with Ibitzura. So first we have, I want to think three makaris. First we have the Pirish Mishnayis L'Rambam here. Pirish Mishnayis says the following, Tu b'tzirasei hu, she yisharat she yisapesh v'yafsid. What does it mean, I b'tzira? You have to wait till she yisapesh v'yafsid, till it gets ruined, until it becomes moldy and it gets ruined. Ki ha'ikar etzleinu, kol shepsula b'guf v'yisarif miyad, b'damu v'baylam tu b'tzirasei v'tisarif. So the Rambam never mentions anything about a din neiser. He doesn't mention anything about a psulina. He says tubit shrasa means she is apesh v'yafsit. Mashman the Rambam that you're not waiting for it to become possible lina. You're waiting till it becomes this apesh v'yafsit. And like we're saying, if like the second teres of Taisis, could be there is no psulina. There is no psul neiser. It's not shayach psul neiser because he couldn't eat it. Now the psul why you burn it is because of the psul of the dam and the bailim. And why do you have to wait for ibitzura? That's halacha. You can't burn it when it's fresh. You have to wait till it's just abish v'yafsa, then you're allowed to burn it. Another makar is Rabbeinu Chananel earlier, alam adal alam adbeis. Rabbeinu Chananel says zeh klal kol she psulei beguf yisarif miyad v'damu abalam tu b'tzurase kloimar. Calls man shia tochen shia achel, as long as it's possible to eat it, menicha moisei. Shem yavil yo v'tirenu ba'achilo. Because maybe yo will come and be matir ba'achilo, which is l'chari very sure, it's not a suffix psul. There is no dam, the dam was nitma, how could yo be matir ba'achilo? But that's what he says. If it's possible to eat it, you have to leave it. Because maybe yo will come be matir ba'achilo. Ad shia suyach. The Yishana Mitzuris Basa, Shev Shaliachal Klal, then the Yatzal Sreifa, until it becomes rotten, and it's Mishana from the Achila, and you can't eat it, and then you go and we burn it. So you see even more clearly in Rabbeinu Chananel that the din of Ibitzur has nothing to do with the Psul Neiser. It's the din of Ibitzur is that Kol Zman, it's edible, you can't burn it. You have to wait till it becomes not edible, that's the Lashon of Ibitzur, then you'll have to burn it. Even if it's edible, but if it already has a psulina, so then why can't you burn it as a psulina? Vice dice, that it won't get a psulina, like dice of second teretz. It only gets a psulina when it was royal achila, when it already became possible b'damu b'baylam, it can't get a psulina. The dini b'tzur is not do with the psulina. The dini b'tzur is a din, they have to wait till it's not edible in order to burn it. That's the second makar. The third makar, and the Chazon Ish points this out, is Taisus early on after Zvav and Aleph. He says, "Mihu iibatzurai nelina ba'alma avagav deloy havi neiser lekasha midi." Taisus clears to say that by a shlomim, when you have a shlomim which is nechal shneiam v'layla echad, it doesn't become neiser till after 2 days. It doesn't get a chi of sreifus neiser until after the second day, till the third morning, but. Taisus clears, he has two tzadim, he clears that maybe the Ibitzura would just need a lina ba'alma, even if it's not neiser. That would already be considered Ibitzura. So even by a shlomim, if there was a psul in the dam, it was lan dama, or nitma the dam, or nishmach the dim would be, you can't burn it right away, but you don't have to wait until it becomes neiser. You could already burn it the next morning, lina ba'alma. And lefizeh will be miyushiv the kasha that he asked over there. So Vaita, you see Mefurish and Taisus that Ibitzura has nothing to do with the Psulina. It's taka not Psulina. It can't be Psulina. It's a Shlomim. The din nais of a Shlomim is only the third day. Now it's only the second. Now it's the second day. So there is no Psulina. And still it's called Ibitzura. That's Mamish Mefurish that the din of Psule B'damu B'baylim, the din Sreif is not like Rashi says in the Aflamadal Nain Gimel, that it's al taka the chi of sreif is nicer because it gets the psula guf of nicer. The chi of sreif is al din damu bailim. Now there's a din, you need ibatzura. And so in the Mikdash David, he wants him yashiv lefi zem akasha on the Rambam. And the Rambam's talking about the parim and the srafim. You have different chatois, the chatos and the parim serve Yom Kippurim, or the parim of David Shal Tzibur, or the parim kain of Mashiach, which these things are a din that you don't eat the basar, you burn it chutz mishalosh machanais. So the Rambam says if it becomes pasul, So then you don't burn a chutz mishalosh machnas. Then you have to burn it in the azarim. There's a din b'kodesh be'ishti sar. If you have to burn it dafka in the azarim, the kachay kachim, you have to burn it b'azarim. If it's kasha, you burn a chutz mishalosh machnas. If it's pasul, you burn it in the azarim. The Rambam discusses a suffik psul, and the Rambam says that you take a burn it b'azarim misuffik, but the Rambam says yirali that it doesn't need ibitzura. Why? Because the whole din why you need ibitzura is because you don't burn kachim, and this is anyway aimed l'sreifa. Even if it would be kasher, you burn it. That's the din of this kachim. So mela, such a thing, even when you have a psul, like a suffik psul, you wouldn't need ibitzura, it would be okay to burn it right away. What's the yirali? The Ram says it misvara. L'chair it's machik that way, because by parman eshrafim there's no psul nicer. Doesn't say psul nicer on the bus of the parman eshrafim. What would ibitzura help? So like the Mikdash David, the Ram l'shitasei. The Ram holds that ibitzura has nothing to do with the psul nicer. Ibitzura shiashkus v'yafsir abasar. So since it's shiashkus v'yafsir abasar, so you would think that you would need ibitzura because you don't have, it's not a vadei psul. You think you need ibitzura, kamash malan, that there's no issa sreifas kachim aparim nishrafim, because it's anyway aimed l'sreifa. Good. I want to be miyashiv another kasha on the Rambam. And the Rambam here in Pirish Mishnayis says very interesting. He says that Pesach sheyotza, I touched it earlier in the shir, Pesach sheyotza means chutz l'yishalayim, that's the pashup shant, that there's a psul yotze on the basar. But the Rambam says Pesach sheyotza means it was yotza chutz from the chabura. There's a din, there's a psul yetzeh that if it goes out of the house, the karban pesach goes out of the house, we're eating it, the karban pesach gets a psul yetzeh. There's a din that you're not allowed to bring the basar out of the chabura. The Gemara a little bit later in the perek, Daf Pehei discusses barichas this din. So, fact, I saw a kasha b'shem the brisker of that mishlaim, if you learn it's a psul yetzeh, the conventional psul yetzeh. You could say we're talking about Erev Pesach. So then it would be din, Yisarif Miyad. If it became Tomei, or was Yotza, and Erev Pesach, you burn it right away. But according to the Rambam, that Yotze, the Pirish Mishnayis, that Yotze says, that Yotze means out of the Chabura, that can only be by night. There's no din has to be in the Bayis before the night. At night, there you have to have it with the Chabura, and if you bring it out of the Chabura, it becomes Pasul. Gets a Psul Yotze. So fact thereof, but now it's Yomtif already. Zinevein sar from Kachim b'Yomtif. Now let it bring Kachim b'Yomtif. You have to wait till after Yomtif. So what's the pshat yisarif miyat? So Vilch Zagin, the Ram l'shitasei, it's not shver. Because even though you're going to have to wait till after Yomtif, there won't necessarily be Ibutzura. There won't necessarily be Ibutzura. There's still a chiddush of yisarif miyat that you don't need Ibutzura. So the Mishnah is not so much that way, because the Mishnah by Damu Bavailam says to Ubit Sirasan for the Sarif Fashisha Asar. But Lechaira, even by the case of Yatzah, you can't be Sarif before Shisha Asar. But the Chilik is like this. The Chilik is, Enechanami, you're going to have to wait for Shisha Asar either way, but you wouldn't have to wait for Ibit Sura. If Ibit Sura means Linus Laila Echad, Hisabsul Naisar, or Stam, it means Linus Laila Echad, like Taisa says earlier, Sinan and Shver, because either way, you're going to have to wait till after Yomtif, and then you're going to have the Linus Laila Echad. But if Tivit Sirasa means Shetav Sirab Basar, it could be that it won't be Nifsid right away. So Mel, it's negated to Nivish to say, Sarif Miyad. So Shnikel Deichik the Teretz of a Kenzite. So I'll go upon him, let's just chazer over. So Taisa had a kasha, why do you need a xeris akas of alachim meshim isina that it didn't strafe it by psule bedam? Tape a clay that anyway you can't burn it right away, and you can't eat it, you can't do anything, and the next morning it's anyway nicer. So Taisa's first teretz is that you need the pasuk to tell you that you can't bury it right away, that there's a chiv strafe right away. But ain't a chinami. When it comes the next morning, you take a have the din strafe, it's nicer. And that's dims a rashi. And that flame gimel and that flame dalad and that fine gimel that says that the din sreifa after ibitzura is a din mitzad that's psulei begufa, it's nicer. But Taisa's second teretz is that really won't become nicer because since you couldn't eat it anyway, it doesn't get a din nicer. So according to that, you could learn that Ibitzur has nothing to do with the Psul Neiser. Even the Maskana is no Psul Neiser. And Ibitzur is Stamadin. They have to wait for Ibitzur, whether it means Linus Laila Echad, whether it means Shatashkas or Tafsin Abasar. But it's not connected to the Psul Neiser. And we brought three Makaris and Mishainim that Ibitzur is not necessarily connected to the Psul Neiser. Emesis of Menches Chinuch says in a few places, in Mitzvah Kufman Beis, and other places, like what Taisus names on here, that there is no Psul Neiser if you can't eat it. There's no Psul Neiser. There's no Issa Neiser. There's no Psul Neiser. There's no Psul Neiser if you can't eat it. So Chaim Meiser asks, from this din, that it says that Psul Eivadamu Vabailam Tuvut Sirasai, so even though it's Pasul, there's a Psul Vadamu Vabailam, but still it's Tuvut Sirasai, and that Rashi says in a few places, that means that there's a Psul Neiser, and you burn it mitzad the Psul Neiser, had you not like the Minchas Chinuch. Well, if we'd verenu, the Minchas Chinuch could stim with the second Eretz of Taisus, and with what we bring from the Rambam, Rebbeinu Chananel, and Taisus Daf Tezvav, that Ibitzur is not connected to the Psul Neiser, that any Chananel, you could say, like Taisus he wants to say, there's no Psul Neiser, when there wouldn't be royal achila. That misses the third pshat in Taisus, the Rajba, and I'm going to say it over the way the Chazanish learns it. The Rajba emissing Mephalpel exactly what the pshat is, and saying over the Chazanish. The way the Chazanish learns the Rajba in Taisus, the Rajba holds that any time there's a chi of Sreifa, that means there's a chi of Sreifa miyat. If there's a chi of Sreifa, behechach it's miyat. The Rajba doesn't hold the shayach to say that there's already a din Sreifa, but you have to wait for Ibitzura. That's not Shaykh Bechlal. And when the Gemara says it's a Chi of Sreifa, all that means is a Din Sreifa Miyat. And the Din of Ibitzur is a Pshat, that there is no Chi of Sreifa. The Din of Ibitzur is that it's Pasul, but there is no Chi of Sreifa. And that's why you wait till the next morning, then there's Taka Psul Neiser, and you Taka Burn and also Psul Neiser. So when the Gemara says that the Psulei B'dam, there's a lachal meishim misina, you need sreifa, the Rajba holds this Gemara is going like the man the Omar, that by Psulei B'dam, it also has a din of Psulei B'guf, like the Gemara brings later with Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that by Psulei B'dam has the same din of Psulei B'guf, and the din is sreifa miyat. But like the Braisa that says that Psulei B'dam B'bailim needs Ibitzura, that means there is no Din Sreifa. That means it's Pasul, and you wait till the next morning for the Psul Neiser to kick in, and then you burn a Takal's Neiser. That's how the Chazanish learns the Rajba. So Lefi Zed is three Mahalchim in the Sugya of Dam and Bailam. There's a Mahalach that Dam and Bailam, the din Sreifa is never Alts Neiser. And Adarab, it doesn't become nicer. Now there's a din, that there's a din sreifa miyad by psula begufay, and there's a din sreifa by ibitzur by psula bedamu bebailam. They both have their own din sreifa, but that's not locha. You're not sreifa miyad, you wait. Like the Rambam says, till it's not yafsid the yachish habasar, till it's yasriach, like the Rach says. Stam a din you need that there should be a ibitzur, the tzur of the basar shouldn't be there before you burn it, since the psula is not so chomer. And that stems with the second teretz of Taisus, that there is no psul neiser if it's not royal achila. You have the first teretz, that b'etzim, the din sreifa is mitzad the psul neiser, but there is a chi of sreifa right away. Nafkamina, that you can't burn it. And like we said over nafkamina, also legabi the or. There is a chi of sreifa right away, but the chi of sreifa doesn't allow you to burn it. It's a chiyuv to burn it, but you're not yet allowed to burn it. You have to wait until you're allowed to burn it and then burn it. But that chiyuv to burn it, meaning to wait until it becomes nice and you'll be allowed to burn it and then burn it, that's chal right away. That's what we said over from the Mikdash Tavah, that kubi, it's only a din by dam, by bailam is takano chiyuv sreifa. And then we have the Rashba, if either way the Chazanish teaches it, that by dam and bailam, if you find that you need ibitzura, that means that there is no chiyuv sreifa. That means the Chiv Shev is only Alts Neiser.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call
203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.